Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Rabbi.
We know, as a general rule, that there is a prohibition to get a tattoo. And so this prohibition, of course, comes from the Torah. And to specifically understand what it means to get a tattoo is that someone specifically has to have some sort of an incision in the skin and then put ink in it. And so nowadays, when a person goes ahead to a tattoo parlor and they use whatever sort of instrument they have and the ink goes under the skin, so it's the same idea. So getting a tattoo is a clear Torah prohibition. Of course, for most of us, the question really becomes twofold. Number one, when it comes to simpler things like writing on one's skin or getting face paint or the like, is that something that is permissible? And that's number one. And number two is, let's say a person got a tattoo in a previous life and now they're going ahead and they're living a frum lifestyle and all of a sudden they want to know if they can get buried in a Jewish cemetery, which is always the Baba Maisa. Well, I guess not even the answer, but it's always a Baba Maisa that the parents tell their children, you can't get a tattoo because you'll go ahead and not be able to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. So let's answer the second question first. It's an easier one. And so people have this perspective, for whatever reason, that if you get a tattoo, you can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery. That's totally not true. It seems to just be something that was developed over time to help deter children or young adults from getting tattoos. But obviously, if someone has a tattoo, then they are chozer b'tshuva, they atone for any mistakes they made in the past. So that person, of course, is allowed to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. The other question of writing on one's skin or getting face paint, or as some cultures in Judaism have, to get like a henna tattoo if you're Yemenite. So are these things permissible? And so this is actually quite complex and not super simple. At the end of the day, we know that the making of a tattoo, it has to have something to do with a incision in the skin, some sort of a permanence in the skin. And so therefore, it seems like certainly the black and white letter of the law says there's no prohibition. And certainly, we have a longstanding Jewish customs among Yemenite Jews and the like to have a henna tattoo. Seems to be no issue whatsoever. However, it's worthwhile to note that, people like to sometimes write like a phone number on the hand or something like that. That's not something that we should be accustomed to do so, because even though you're not violating the technical black in my letter of the law, it's certainly some sort of a spirit of just using your body as whatever you want to do with it. That's not something we like to do. And so again, a person wants to get a henna tattoo for a wedding or something like that, or let's say you have a child who wants to go get a face painting, these types of things seemingly are permissible. But someone who wants to just use their hand as a piece of paper, that's not something that should be done. It's not prohibited per se, but it's something that we frown upon, I think, a little bit. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbis.